At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? It's the Old School crew coming at you live in effect. Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill, 10th and P. Grand opening is today. Come and enjoy great food, great drinks, and a great atmosphere. Plenty of TVs, plenty of great service, plenty of great people here already. But it's the best place to come for a pregame and postgame an entire weekend. This is Labor Day weekend. It is football 24-7, all day, every day. And then also tomorrow night, Tim Zach Band is at 9 p.m. after a Husker victory. Again, Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill at 10th and P, formerly Old Rosie's. We got a quick segment here so we can get back on schedule here. DP, I wanted to ask you about a game this weekend. This saw it over my left shoulder. West Virginia, Penn State.
I love the fact that they put this one back.
Yeah, this is the old school, like back in the 80s, 90s rivalry.
This was the old Joe Paterno, Jackie Sherrill with Tony Dorsett versus Chuck Fucina.
This is old school Eastern. Game.
Yeah, when you had Major Harris playing again, right? Running the Mountaineers, because those were real fights.
Oh yeah,
those were players who grew up in the same sort of blue collar towns, and that game meant everything. It's similar to BYU Utah, where they know each other, they're familiar. I like the fact that Texas A&M are back in play. So some of these rivalries got pushed back into the attention. West Virginia, to me, where's the game at? Is it in Happy Valley or is it in?
I think it's in Morgantown.
If it's in Morgantown.
I think it's in Morgantown because what's the face? That
yeah, it's in punter, Morgantown.
Yeah, it's in Morgantown.
It's in Morgantown.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and also their coach last year had one of the great turnarounds. He was the Billy Napier last year. He was on the super hot seat, won 89 games, took him to a bowl game. But more importantly, DP, you talk about the old school rivalry. You know, the one thing that I think with West Virginia, Penn State, or better yet, anybody against Penn State back in the day, those players – I'm talking about like the Daryl Talley's. You talk about the Major Harris's, Amos Zerwe.
Yep.
Penn State overlooked.
Famous Amos.
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
Overlooked those guys and turned their nose up at him. That's where you get the pregame fights.
Circle them. They circle it on the calendar.
You get the in-game fights. You get the fights in the stadium.
You get the tailgate fights. Oh, they're fighting in the hotel.
Yeah, well, that's the well, you know what they're fighting. They're fighting. That's the guy, that's the moonshine makers against the bourbon drinkers.
Say it out loud. Say it out loud, right?
Yeah, that's the moonshine makers against the cognac drinkers of Penn State. So we shall see.
This was the phrase that you – I mean, I had some kids who played there, and they would say, listen, I don't like you and – I really want to pay attention to your girlfriend.
Right.
Like that was – that's West Virginia, Penn State. The fact that West Virginia made a point to go into Pennsylvania and recruit to get skill position guys from Pennsylvania.
Right.
They did a better job of going across the bridge into D.C.
Right.
And pulling some
West
talent
for sure.
That used to be owned by Penn State. Penn State, more than Maryland, Penn State owned the DMV.
Right.
And so now it's going to be interesting. And this is – listen – this is one that James Franklin has to deliver.
And it has to look good.
He has to deliver tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's. I think Penn State defense is so good that they'll win the game. Even if I'm not really sold on the offense yet until I see it.
Right.
Right. Now,
right.
And that's because of a little bit of scar tissue or PTSD from when they laid an egg at Ohio State where Drew Aller, they just couldn't do anything, right?
Yeah.
You almost had to force him to throw it deep to try to get something going. But I think also a big thing for James Franklin, he's fighting, I always call it the unknown. You have to win. Now he's at the point, we talked about this a couple of days ago, you got to win the game, right? That should be a guarantee you're going to win the game. But it has to look good, right? If this game is coming down and it's a 4-point game, 3-point game, and then they barely win by 10, well, guess what's going to happen by the time he lands back in Happy Valley and he does his coach's show on Sunday or Monday? You're going to question your offensive coordinator. How much better have you made the players? Because, look, you got four running backs over there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You got the big transfer portal get from the Ohio State receiver in Jigba. You got the four or five-star quarterback. You got the offensive line. You got another receiver that was all-conference. They got a plethora of tight ends. And then you got one of the best, not only looking, but best defenses in the nation. Not the Big Ten, in the nation. There is no more excuse. And then also you got a benefit of getting into the college football playoffs by just being one of the 12. Now, obviously, you got to be top three in the Big Ten. Penn State feels it should be a foregone conclusion.
I want you to read what one of my favorite Penn State fans said about James Franklin. Penn State fans really don't like James Franklin.
No, and they really don't like him that they gave him a new deal.
They don't like him.
And then later in that year, he was pretty much a foregone conclusion to go to USC, except for USC got Lincoln Riley.
You win double figures in Happy Valley.
Yeah.
Especially remembering how bad you were.
Right.
I don't understand why folks are so bitter about it.
Well, I think it's mainly because of James Franklin. I like James Franklin. I think he's a great recruiter. I think he's a good coach, not a great coach.
Yeah.
I think he's fighting the whole 75% remember Joe Paterno and the greatness they were. And then also I think there's just been a couple years they've not played up to expectations. So it'll be interesting. Listen, we know it. First game on the road,
yeah.
Morgantown.
Yeah.
Is hard. That's a hard
I think they
play.
Get down. I think they, yes, they're behind.
And then they run the ball to get back in because I think they come out and pass too much, get down early, and then they got to fight their way in. And I call it a white-knuckle game.
Yeah.
If you don't know what that is, that means when you get in the scrap, your knuckles get white. Yeah. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, get back on time. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin in the bullpen, Old School. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, and it is impressive. Old School DP Austin Orman now with me. Jay Foreman's headed down to Pius the 10th to get prepared for Lincoln Christian and Lincoln Lutheran at 7 o'clock tonight. So you can do that. Look at him. Look at Austin Orman going crazy. Go ahead and shout him out.
Go Warriors. Go Warriors.
Go ahead and shout out your boys, man. I appreciate it. I understand it. We're live at the Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill. 10th and P. The grand opening. This is the first day open. And it's going to be a spot. It's the old Rosies, cleaned it up, clear sight lines, a little bit brighter than it was previously. We're going to dive into the menu here in a bit just to go through some of the things that have been offered and are available. They're Friday features, and I had to get those ready. Hand-breaded fish and husk puppies.
Woo!
On a Friday, these are $2 off the faves, seasoned salmon, fisherman's tacos. It's a power hour from 8 to 9 o'clock tonight. Straight from the chef's feature board. I'm about that life. I'm about that life. So the grand opening today, you can come enjoy food and drinks. Great place for pregame tomorrow, postgame tomorrow after a Husker win over UTEP. Tomorrow night after the Huskers win, the Tim Zach Band at 9 o'clock. Concerts almost every weekend on the very stage that we're broadcasting from.
We're a tough act to follow, but they'll try.
Well, you know, they haven't seen me dance. So, you know, if we really wanted to get hype up in here,
break it down, DP.
You know, we can set that. Again, the high school game tonight at 7 o'clock right here on the ticket, on the streams as well. Greatly appreciate you hanging out with us. Austin Orman, it is that weekend and the night before. Every year I like to go around college football because ticket prices intrigue me.
Yes.
They intrigue me.
You are the ticket price guy.
Right. They intrigue me. And if I asked you.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What do you think the minimum ticket price for Penn State at West Virginia? Give me, let's see if you can get within $20.
$168. Hey,
$168. Clemson, the number 14 Clemson Tigers, travel to Georgia, to Athens, to face the number one Bulldogs.
And within, that's a home game for Georgia, right?
A home game for Georgia. Within $20, what's the cheapest ticket? And this is the cheapest ticket. This is not the average price.
Right.
This is the cheapest ticket. This is getting in.
$230?
$90.
Really?
$90. Wow. I was stunned.
Wow.
I was stunned. Illinois State travels to Iowa City. Face the Hawkeyes.
$4.
$33.
Dang it.
Is the lowest ticket. I was surprised by that because I thought.
Seems pricey. Iowa football, not for the people.
Yeah, I'm not. Here's the thing. If there was a Little League football game across the street and you wanted to charge me $5, I would pay it.
Yes.
But I would not pay $5 to go across the street to see Iowa play.
I would not.
So
I'm with you.
That is a fair thing across the Buckeyes. This is a home, you know, this is a giveaway, but it's Akron traveling to Columbus.
$20?
$21. Oh. You can go see the Buckeyes. You can go see the Buckeyes for $21.
The spread is larger than the ticket price.
Right. It's a thing. Number 19 Miami travels to Gainesville to take on the Gators. Gators home game in Gainesville against the Hurricanes.
Okay, so first, is it Gainesville or Gainesville? How does that work? Gainesville, Florida.
Gainesville.
Okay.
Everything south of the Mason-Dixon is Vol.
Vol.
Okay. Louisville.
Louisville.
Oh, yep. You know,
yep. Emphasis on the L.
It's all in the Vol. You got to understand.
Let's go $73.
$144 is the cheapest ticket
I
for the rivalry
one.
Game.
Dang.
Rivalry game in play. I'm not surprised.
No.
And this is the funny thing. You get some games where I'm surprised anybody goes to these games.
Nebraska announced the first three games, all the non-cons, as sellouts today, right?
Yeah, which, well done. Dylan Raiola.
You found a way. You found
Dylan Raiola. Yeah, I think well done. Fair.
I would say so.
Fair. Mm-hmm. There are several places you can go in the country for $2 and $3.
$2 and $3.
Oregon State, $3.
Dang.
Mississippi State, $5.
Stark Vegas, baby.
Like you can actually go see some football for cheap
again,
prices.
Starkville.
Houston, $4.
Dang.
Here we go. Okay. Number 7, Notre Dame, traveling to College Station to face the number 20, Texas Aggies. Within $20. Austin Orman.
$175. $147.
And I'm stunned. Having lived down there, I can tell you that I've watched A&M sell some ridiculous ticket prices for crappy football. And Notre Dame's coming to town, and it's $144.
So it's a bargain, is what you're saying.
Oh, I don't know what's going on. Maybe they're a little fed up with it. To know what that is, that's pretty impressive. Austin, do you know what the get-in price is at Memorial Stadium tomorrow? Do you know the get-in price? And within $20 is fair.
$30?
$25.
Okay.
$25.
You're telling me it's the same price as the scrimmage?
Yeah.
Oops, did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
you did.
Facts are facts. Austin Orman,
you said a thing. You stood on business. Tomorrow's ticket against UTEP is the same price as the scrimmage. You are correct. You are absolutely. Way to go, Husker Nation. You've done a thing. All right, we'll toward the break, come back, our final segment. And we'll get some picks from Austin Orman. He knows I won't do picks, but
correct.
I will certainly invite him to share his wisdom when we're talking about it live from the Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill. 10th and P, DP, Austin Orman, Old School, on the ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Final segment before we get out of here. We want to thank the fine folks from Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill. 10th and P, again, the grand opening tonight. Got a pretty good group hanging out with us. But, again, great place to watch. Great place to pregame tomorrow. If you haven't figured out where you're going to spend your pregame or postgame tomorrow, Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill should be the place to be. If you're looking for something to do after the postgame, the Tim Zak Band starts at 9 o'clock. The concert's almost every weekend. So plenty to do here. Great menu, great drinks, and then a great space. Good-looking room. The old Rosie's at the corner of 10th. NP. Austin Orman, kind sir, a couple of things before we get out of here. And we have our pregame show officially starts. The A1 Automotive pregame show starts at 12 noon.
Yep.
We'll go all the way to 2:30. We are going to do a unique thing tomorrow in that we've partnered with the Kindler Hotel and that we will split our pregame so that the different groups, every other pairing, will be at the station or stream in from Kindler. So if you're looking for a spot to go to at the Kindler, you're going to get Nick Sainer, Jay Foreman. You'll get Rashawn and Farley. You'll get Austin and Chancellor Brewington as well at the station. If you want to come by the mill, it's Sipple and Jake, myself and Adam Carricker, Rico and Bach. Carrying you through. Aaron Davis will be there. Raph won't be there tomorrow, but we'll have a pretty full day of talent, no matter where you want to go and how you want to consume your pregame. Austin, last words, man. What are you setting the table as this one final sleep? What are Husker fans feeling?
Just win, baby. Just win. The game and the year, right? I mean, you want to look ahead. You want to make the final record prediction. Trick and I did that because we're suckers, right? It's the low-hanging fruit. We had to take it. But my attitude isn't looking toward Black Friday already. We had a weekend of football last week. We had last night, which is, I think was a great appetizer between the Bison and the Buffaloes and the Gophers and the Dirty Tar Heels. It was a good night of football last night. Six more games tonight, the full slate tomorrow. But for Husker fans specifically, I know there's a rush to get back to the top or bowl game, whatever it is you consider the top. But, DP, my Royals, I'm repping them today, right? It's Navy, got the City Connects on. It's because the Warriors are playing. Otherwise, I would be wearing my Husker red. Right, the Royals are in the middle of a playoff hunt. There's so much to look forward to, right, with the postseason. But there's also a danger in zeroing in on one game. Oh, this is the season. It's the most important game. No matter how tomorrow goes, tomorrow is not the season. It's not. You got 11 more chances after that, guaranteed, barring incident. On the flip side, just focus on tomorrow. Who cares about the next 11, right? Live or die with every snap because you've been waiting 281 days for this beloved sport to come back. This is the driver. This is the engine. We know it. It's not just words, right? It's Husker football. It's back. So, yeah, you can have all your hopes and dreams. Put those on the back burner in the back of your mind. Just enjoy the UTEP game for what it is, folks.
Yeah, I cringed every time today the conversation went to Colorado. I cringed every single time. It just wasn't important. Mm-hmm. There are too many unknowns, too many questions, and too many opportunities.
Yeah.
Too many wonderful success stories or terrible failures that are pending tomorrow. I literally wanted to focus on UTEP. Like, just, as a matter of fact, let me stand corrected. I didn't want to focus on UTEP. I wanted to focus on Nebraska.
Focus on walkthrough.
I wanted to focus on Nebraska. I didn't want to spend any time outside of that. Nebraska determines how this thing goes. Mm-hmm. For all the good things that can happen tomorrow, they are Nebraska-based, and that was kind of the point. But we will do it tomorrow. We will start the I am going on – I think me and Aaron Davis are going to go from 11 to 12.
Barney Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.